आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। कैंपेनिंग फॉर लोकसभा इलेक्शन गेन्स फर्दर मोमेंटम विद प्रोमिनेंट लीडर्स ऑफ मेजर पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज होल्डिंग पब्लिक मीटिंग्स एंड रोड शोज इन डिफरेंट पार्ट्स ऑफ द कंट्री। Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address rallies in Saharanpur and Ajmer and to hold roadshow in Ghaziabad today. Congress to hold rally in Jaipur. Two terrorists killed along the line of control in the Uri sector of Jammu and Kashmir as army foils infiltration bid. Met Office forecasts heat wave conditions in parts of East and Peninsula India till tomorrow. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeat Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets in Hyderabad. Campaigning for Lok Sabha elections has gained further momentum with prominent leaders of major political parties holding public meetings and roadshows in different parts of the country. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address public rallies at Saharanpur in Uttar Pradesh this morning. He will then address a rally at Ajmer in Rajasthan, and late in the evening he will hold a road show in Ghaziabad, Uttar Pradesh. A Jaipur correspondent reports that Prime Minister's rally in Rajasthan in support of BJP candidates of Ajmer and Pushkar today is his third public meeting in the state for the Lok Sabha elections. On the other hand, Congress is holding a big public meeting in Jaipur today regarding its manifesto. Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior party leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi are scheduled to address this public meeting. Congress has made extensive preparations to make this public meeting successful. We have more from a correspondent.
BJP, Congress, other parties and independent candidates have put their all might into election campaign in the state. Top leaders of Congress and BJP have come forward for election campaign. Besides, state level leaders are also campaigning for candidates of their parties. Election rallies and road shows are being held at various places. Meanwhile, the scrutiny of nominations for the second phase has been completed in the state. Nominations of 191 candidates have been found valid for 30 Lok Sabha seats in the state, while nominations of 25 candidates were rejected. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
A Bhopal correspondent reports that BJP, Congress and Samajwadi Party have various programs scheduled in Madhya Pradesh today as part of the Lok Sabha campaign. We have a report.
In Madhya Pradesh, senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will address public meetings in Singrauli and Sidhi today. At the same time, BJP will organize programs at more than 65,000 booths on the occasion of its foundation day. Meanwhile, the Congress has called a meeting of alliance partners in Bhopal today to discuss joint campaign strategy. After the meeting, State Congress President Jitu Patwari will campaign in Indore and Mahu. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party has complained to the Election Commission against the returning officer after the rejection of nomination of party candidate Meera Yadav from Khajuraho. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
BJP National President JP Nadda will arrive in Kozhikode today to campaign for the NDA contestants in the general elections. He will stage a roadshow in the city this evening. The roadshow will take place from Ariyadhatupalam to Muthalakulam. Congress Central Election Committee held a meeting related to Lok Sabha elections at party headquarters in New Delhi last evening. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi and Party General Secretary K.C. Venugopal were present in the meeting. Senior party leaders of Haryana were also present in this meeting. Scrutiny of nomination papers was completed for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections yesterday. Last date for withdrawal of nominations is the 8th of April. Polling for this phase will be held on the 26th of this month. In Kerala, papers of 204 candidates have been found valid after the scrutiny, while papers of 86 candidates have been rejected. Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Sanjay Kaul, said the final list will be available after the last day of withdrawal on Monday. In Bihar, 55 out of 86 nomination papers were found valid for the second phase of parliamentary elections in Kishanganj, Purnia, Katihar, Bhagalpur and Banka Lok Sabha constituencies. The maximum number of nomination papers, 10 out of 20, were rejected from Katihar parliamentary constituency. In Banka, 9 nomination papers were rejected, followed by 8 in Bhagalpur. In Purnia, of 7 out of 11 nomination papers were found valid. In Kishanganj, all the nomination papers of 15 candidates were found valid. In Madhya Pradesh, after scrutiny of nomination papers, 93 nominations were found valid for the second phase of polling in 7 seats. During scrutiny, 16 nominations were rejected. In Bihar, former State Minister Mukesh Sahani led Vikashshil Insan Party, VIP, today formally joined the opposition Grand Alliance. Senior RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav announced that his party RJD will give 3 Lok Sabha seats of Gopalganj, Jhanjharpur and Purvi Champaran from its quota of 26 seats. In the seat-sharing arrangement in the Grand Alliance, RJD has kept 26 seats for itself and given 9 seats to Congress and the rest of 5 seats to left parties. In Manipur, the Election Commission has decided to set up 94 special polling stations across the state to facilitate voting by the internally displaced persons taking shelter at different relief camps due to the ethnic violence started in May last year. For the phase 1 polls, the Election Commission has decided to set up 85 special polling stations spread across 7 districts, including 2 hill districts, Churachandpur and Kangpokpi, while the internally displaced persons will be casting the votes at 9 special polling stations to be set up in 3 districts, including 1 valid district, Jirivam. In Lok Sabha elections, each parliamentary constituency will have a specially designated booth exclusively for women to increase the percentage of women voters. In Maharashtra, 440 such booths will be managed entirely by women. More from a correspondent.
In Maharashtra, the Thane district will boast the highest number with 36 booths managed by women. This is followed by Jalgaon with 33 booths, while Nashik and Ratnagiri will each have 30 booths and the Mumbai suburban area will have 26 booths. Vashim, Sindhudurga and Gadchiroli district will have 3 booths each. All staff appointed to these booths, including police, will be women. The Election Commission has instructed that these booths should not be associated with specific colors. These booths are carefully selected to ensure the security of women. Shailaja Tivle, Akashvani, Mumbai.
In a series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Dibrugarh Lok Sabha constituency in Assam. It is one of the 14 Lok Sabha constituencies of the state, consisting of 10 assembly segments. Polls for the Dibrugarh constituency will be held during the first phase on the 19th of this month. More from a correspondent.
The Dibrugarh Lok Sabha constituency consists of 10 assembly segments and polls for this parliamentary constituency will be held on 19th April in the first phase. 3 candidates are in the fray from this parliamentary constituency. Bharatiya Janata Party nominated the Union Minister for Port Shipping, Waterways and Ayush, Sarbananda Sonowal, dropping the sitting MP, Rameshwar Teli. Assam Gana Parishad and United People's Party Liberals are in alliance with the BJP in the state. Assam Jatiya Parishad Party Chief Lurinjyoti Gogoi and nominee of the United Opposition Front, Assam, led by Indian National Congress, is also contesting from this constituency. Manoj Dhanowar is the Aam Aadmi Party candidate and hails from the T-Tribe community. The Dibrugarh parliamentary constituency has 16,50,706 total electorates and of these, 8,06,935 are males and 8,43,771 are females and 33 third gender voters. Dibrugarh witnesses a two-way fight between the Bharatiya Janata Party and Assam Jatiya Parishad. Aminul Haq Juddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, security forces yesterday foiled an infiltration attempt by terrorists at Sabura Nala along the line of control LOC in the Uri sector of Baramulla in North Kashmir and killed 2 intruders. According to an official in Chinar Corps, the terrorists attempted to infiltrate the Indian side of the LOC, which led to an exchange of fire with the JKRIF of the army. The army, however, effectively retaliated, resulting in the elimination of two infiltrators. Following the encounter, a thorough search operation was conducted in the area, leading to the recovery of warlike stores. The official further said that such infiltration attempts have seasonal periodicity which cannot be generalized. A Delhi court has allowed the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to interrogate and record the statement of jailed BRS leader K. Kavita in Tihar Jail in money laundering case related to the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. The order was passed on the plea filed by the CBI seeking the court's permission to interrogate Kavita. She was arrested by Enforcement Directorate on the 15th of March in connection with the excise policy case and is presently lodged in Tihar Jail. In Maldives, the run-up to the 2024 parliamentary election and anti-corruption organization, Transparency Maldives, has sounded alarms on the misuse of state resources by incumbent Muizu administration. In a social media post on X, the organization said that the government's moves potentially compromise the fairness of the electoral process. The Israeli military has fired two officers and formally reprimanded senior commanders related to the killings of 7 aid workers in an airstrike in Gaza earlier this week. The decision comes after an inquiry found serious errors and breaches of procedure. The inquiry found that on Monday night, Israeli forces mistakenly hit by drone the vehicles of the World Central Kitchen Aid Group. It called the attack a grave mistake stemming from serious failure due to a mistaken identification. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions across parts of East and Peninsula India for today and tomorrow. Heatwave will prevail over some parts of Odisha, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry and Telangana today. The IMD added hot and humid weather will persist over coastal Karnataka and Goa till tomorrow and over Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry till the 9th of this month. The IMD added that light to moderate rainfalls will descend over Lakshadweep and Rajasthan today and over Kerala and Puducherry till the 11th of this month. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Chasing 166 for victory, Sunrisers Hyderabad reached the target with 6 wickets in hand and 11 balls to spare. Earlier put into bat, Chennai Super Kings scored 165 runs for 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Abhishek Sharma was adjudged player of the match. Today, Rajasthan Royals will take on Royal Challengers Bangalore in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mustaba.
Thank you, Abhishek. The Asian Age, quoting Prime Minister Narendra Modi, writes, work in last 10 years, appetizer, main course yet to come. Congress releases Nyay Patra manifesto, says the Pioneer. On the RBI monetary policy, Business Standard quotes RBI Governor Shaktikant Das as saying, would like inflation elephant to return to forest, stay there. Supreme Court stays Allahabad High Court order scrapping Madarsa law in Uttar Pradesh, reports Hindustan Times. The Indian Express, quoting Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, says, India will enter Pakistan to kill terrorists who flee there. Citing the Guardian report, the Tribune, quoting intelligence report, says, UK media report ISI ploy to cause rift between India, friendly nations. And finally, pin code MH1718. In Antarctica, a post office with Indian address. Well, the Indian Express reports that in 1984, shortly after India's first foray to Antarctica, its first post office on the icy continent was set up, Dakhi Gangotri, the nation's first scientific base there. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for Lok Sabha election gains further momentum with prominent leaders of major political parties holding public meetings and roadshows in different parts of the country. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address rallies in Saharanpur and Ajmer and to hold roadshow in Ghaziabad today. Congress to hold rally in Jaipur. Two terrorists killed along the line of control in the Uri sector of Jammu and Kashmir as army foils infiltration bid. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeat Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets in Hyderabad. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.